As Christians, the very foundation of our hope for eternal life is in the resurrection of Jesus. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, Peter, by inspiration of God, wrote, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Jesus' resurrection is the very foundation of our hope. If Jesus was not raised, we are still in sin. If Jesus was not raised, we have no hope of a resurrection after the grave. If Jesus was not raised, we have no hope of eternal life. But because Jesus was raised, because Jesus conquered death, we have hope. We have hope because our sins have been remitted. We have hope in life after death, and we have hope in eternal life. This is the very point that Paul was making in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. In that great resurrection chapter, in verses 12 through 19, Paul wrote, "Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there be no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then our preaching is vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised? And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sin. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men most miserable." Now notice some things that Paul wrote. In this marvelous passage, he wants us to understand that if we don't believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the grave, then we're making an accusation against Paul, the inspired writer, and other inspired writers of the New Testament. And their preaching is vain, and even they are false witnesses of God. But even closer to home, if we don't believe that Jesus Christ rose from the grave, he says, your faith is vain. Your faith, the very faith that is the substance that you have and the beliefs that you believe in, they're empty. They're without value. They're vain. But notice this also. Not only do we accuse the apostles and prophets of the first century of being false witnesses, and our own faith is vain, but he says, you are yet in your sin. There's no hope having remission of sins whatsoever if Christ be not raised. And if Christ be not raised, then those who have fallen asleep have just simply perished. They're like Rover, dead all over. And we, of all men, if we only have hope in this life, are all men most miserable? No. Jesus Christ was raised from the grave, and we have a lively hope, not a dead hope built on empty promises, but a lively hope built upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ.